Dan, we're here at the Cattle Industry Convention, and we've already had a couple of meetings, like the Operating Committee, for example. And I know that, as we're looking forward, revenues and how we are, or what we're going to have available in terms of budget is a real topic of concern here. Can you just give us a sense of where things stand right now?
At this point, we're trying to project into the future for the remaining months of fiscal year 2009. We're looking back at the first 3 months of the year, and we're finding out that collections are down considerably from expectations. There are a number of factors at work, and we're attempting to determine from cattle numbers, from cattle imports, from beef imports, what our likely income is going to be from the checkoff. And it appears that we may be down in the range of $2.5 million. Rather than operate on a deficit budget, the operating committee yesterday determined that $2.5 million would be cut from funding of programs. And hopefully we will be able to operate the programs as we originally approved in September with these reductions. Projecting finances, as we well know from the economic environment we're in today, causes one to have a lot of questions about what all the variables mean. And therefore, at this point, we feel like we're making the best estimates. We're attempting to be conservative so that we don't overspend our revenues.
And if I understand right, though, that amount to cut out is kind of just going to go across the board in all the program areas, right?
Yes, the operating committee determined yesterday to cut by program groups, and then to ask staff to come back to us in approximately 2 weeks with recommendations as to precisely where those cuts need to take place. The operating committee at that time will evaluate what's recommended by staff and make final decisions.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I know there's a lot more to go here at this convention. Anything else from the treasurer's perspective that cattlemen who can't be here might want to know?
Well, I think it sounds very pessimistic that we have to cut programs. However, we need to realize there's still a lot of money being expended in behalf of attempting to raise the demand for our product. It's a matter of looking at the glass. It's not a totally empty glass. It's not as full as we'd like it to be, but there are still resources available. There are a significant number of excellent programs out there, and all of these are designed for one purpose, and that is to increase the profit to the people who pay the checkoff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you have been nominated to be vice chairman for and that vote will take place here at the end of this meeting, so best of luck on that as well, and thank you very much for talking with me here.
Thank you.